Welcome to the class, all of you. Seema can go ahead at starting chant now.
Vakratunda Mahakaya Suryakoti Samaprabha Nirviknam Kurume Deva Sarvakaryeshu Sarvada.
Wonderful. So I hope you are all pretty comfortable with the alphabets. You have got any doubts in that, or shall we move to the next one, or you want me to revise it quickly and then go to the next one? So I'll start with Seema only. You can say how comfortable are you with the alphabets, vowels, vyanjana, swara yukta, samyukta vyanjana.
I practiced and it's a little bit more comfortable.
Okay, all right. So you'll have to write and see again and again to get good hold onto that. So I'll just recite it for you once probably, so that you can hear it once, all of you, and then we'll just, okay. So the first thing that we saw was swaraha. Swaraha means vowels. A, I, O, au, am, aha. So the phonetics was explained already, from throat to soft palate to hard palate to dantya, which is teeth, and then lips, then nasal. So you always have the order in your mind so that it will be easy for you when you practice it to pronounce it. Mary, can you please be mute? I'm hearing some sound from your end. Thank you. So similar pattern is there for consonants. Pure consonants are the consonants without vowel support. So you will not hear the sound at the end when you try to recite pure consonants, which will be practically a bit of problem to pronounce. So we generally use the support of vowel to get it properly. So it will be ka, kha, ga, gha, nga, cha, jha, nya, ta, tha, da, dha, na, ta, tha, da, dha, na, pa, pha, ba, bha, ma, ya, ra, la, va, sha, sha, sa, ha. So every sound has to be proper, and as it is known, excuse me, the sha, sha, sa, ya, ra, la, va are known as semi vowels and sibilants. We will learn the technical name in a while, how to call it, like we say swaraha, vyanjanani, and what is the name for the semi vowels and sibilants in a while. So now today's class will be a bit on anuswara. So why there is a need to talk about anuswara and visarga is that the ma sound at the end, when you say Sanskrita, if you notice the spelling in writing the word Sanskrita, so what we do is we put a sa and we put a anuswara and go ahead writing Sanskrita. that you might ask me, when it is the sound of ma, why can't you write it as samskrita? So that is a rule whenever, or practical use here. When there is a vowel after the anuswara, say for example, I write sound and which is a vowel, swara. In this case, you will have to pronounce it as a ma. But when it is followed by a consonant, then it has to be pronounced only as a nasal sound and not as a makara. Of course, makara is also a nasal sound, but it is a pure consonant. But here it is just a nasal sound. You are just using your nose to pronounce it Sanskrita and not Sanskrita. Are you able to get the difference between Sanskrita and Sanskrita? Can all of you try to differentiate the sounds for me and see if I can, if you can understand it? Can we start with Rosario?
Yes. Shall I pronounce both?
Yeah.
Okay. With like Sanskritam and Sanskrita.
Wonderful. So the second variation is basically your nasal sound, which is anuswara. Song, song. When you say mm, you use your nasal passage to do it. That's nice. Yeah. Thank you. Liliana, can you try?
Sans Kripa.
Yeah.
In Sanskrit.
Ah, no. You are saying, you are showing the difference in Sakara. But what I say is Sanskrita, Sanskrita. The makara sound has to be nasal and pure makara in both the cases.
Sanskrit in, no, I don't understand properly.
Okay, you say ma.
Aha, ma.
This is a full full ma, okay? You say m, im with ma sound.
Ma.
Ma.
Im.
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 So you are closing your lips completely, right? Im when you say that. Am I right?
Uh-huh.
Now try m, only with your nasal.
Mm.
Use your nose. No, you're again closing your lip. What I say is, it has to come from the nose. I think you're just saying it from your nose. Song, song.
Song.
Yeah. So the sum and the song has got a subtle difference. Are you able to understand now?
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. So you might ask me, why can't you write it as Sanskrita? Why don't you put this full ma instead of this dot? The pronunciation is more or less similar. So that's why I'm explaining. It has to be Sanskrita when it is followed by a consonant. The kakara is a consonant, right? It's not a vowel.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to pronounce it like a anuswara sound, which will come only from your nose and not a full consonant. Okay? Is that clear?
Okay. Yes, I will practice.
Yeah, yeah, you can. It will take some time, but yeah, sure. I'm very sure that it will come.
Okay, thank you.
Monica, can you give it a try?
Okay, Sanskrita.
Yeah.
And I now pronounced without the anuswara?
No, I heard anuswara in your tone. So you said Sanskrita. Which is an anuswara.
Okay. So it's good.
Can you try again? First, do it with anuswara, and second, you try pronouncing the makara completely.
Okay. Sanskrita.
Yeah.
Sanskrita.
Wonderful. So, the first word that you said, Sanskrita, it's a pure nasal tone because it is followed by a consonant. Here we said some, one because it is at the end, second, it might follow a vowel after that. All right? Yeah.
Okay.
That's correct. Mary, would you like to try?
Okay. Samskrita.
So now you said Samskrita, which is ma, which is the second variation.
Okay.
Now try saying Samskrita from your nose.
Sanskrita.
Yeah. You are trying. I could see a bit of nasal tone, but sound has to be there. S-A-U-N kind of sound. Sanskrita.
Okay.
Okay. You keep hearing. I probably will send a voice note on the same so that you can get used to the sound. A lot of such anuswara aligned words. That's a great job, Mary.
Okay, thank you.
Seema, could you try?
With nasal sound.
First you try nasal sound.
Okay.
And then you can do the nose.
Sanskrita.
Wonderful.
And Sanskrita.
Yeah, so you should also keep in mind that the Sanskrita is wrong. You should not use this. This is only the correct variation. Sanskrita is the correct variation. It's just for practice that we are trying to pronounce it. All right, yeah, thank you. So is that clear to everyone? This is the importance of getting the pronunciation properly, because if you say Sanskrita, it is not technically a correct tone. So now we'll go to Visarga. Now again the same question arises, why should you talk about Visarga separately? As I said, Visarga is an unvoiced sound with a very light breath, without any vibration, unlike you recite ka, ke ka kha, which uses your throat to vibrate. So far, we have seen the two dots followed by a vowel, specifically a vowel, because when you say kaha, maha, raha, they are all supported by vowels. Ik plus a is kha, followed by a visarga. So this is also ha, right? We saw it. It's not clear. So when you call this a ha, this is also ha. Then how do you differentiate which one to be used? So when I write Rama, so this should not be pronounced as Rama ha technically, though we are used to that kind of pronunciation. The actual way of pronouncing is Rama ha. So the extra air that is already present in the lung is just sent out. So if you say Ramaha, then that is technically wrong, but somehow we are used to that kind of pronunciation for really a long time now. So, but just know that it has to be Ramah, and this is a proper ha again, just like the anuswara we saw. It is just and this is h and a ha. So if I write ra ma followed by an actual ha letter, then you can say it rama ha. But this is visarga sound, and this has to be just an extra air sending it. I mean, you should be sending extra air out. Ramah is the correct way of pronouncing, but you can stick on to the way of saying is Ramah. We are used to it so much already. So yeah, it is just to let you know that this is the correct way of doing and saying it. Any doubts so far? And also for visarga, you should use the same position as your mouth is already into. For example, if you say Ramah, Ramah, the ma, whatever position your mouth retains, only that should be retained to send the extra air outside as ha. So if I say Hari, ha. Ri, hi. So this ri, if you dissect and see, it is repa plus ikara plus visarga. So whatever the position this ikara takes, sorry, there is one a here after this, ha, repa plus a plus e plus ha. It's her, right? Hari. One second, I'll just try it again. So for ich plus a is her, and then repa plus e followed by a visarga. So whatever the mouth position this ikara takes, that should be there for this visarga. So harih, you cannot say hariyah, 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 as you said for makara, because that is followed by akara. So this is harih, guruh. So the ukara sound has to come. So that is something which is to be kept in mind always when you pronounce a visarga. But hakara is not like that. It's always supported by a akara vowel. It's only h. Here itself you can see it is ha, ha, ri, hi. So hari, hari. But again, as I said, we are much used to you say it as harihi, ramaha, krishnaha, like so on and so forth. So keep that in mind. If there are no doubts, I'll just move on to the next one. So the last vowel, say how was the, sorry, I don't understand. Rosario, can you come up with your doubt again?
Okay. Yes. Only if the word has a vowel, the ah.
Your voice is a bit feeble.
Yes. Depend of that. Is it Sarga?
No, your voice is still feeble to me.
Okay, for example, Rama, okay. Is Ramaha.
Okay.
In another, Devi,
right?
Devi.
One second, I'll just write, see if that is, if this is what you are asking. Devi or Devaha?
Yes, Devaha.
Okay.
And Devihi. Depends of the vowel we have before.
Okay, first thing, Devi is a Strilinga, which is feminine gender. So Devihi is, okay, if you want to take it, I can do. So Devah, Devi. Is that clear?
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, so whatever vowel it takes, for va, it is iv plus a. Iv and then a. For this, it is E and then IV plus E. So here A is the vowel and in this E is the vowel. So whatever vowel takes, that has to be the visarga sound. Ah, ish, ugh, like that. Okay? Okay. I hope it clears your doubt. If not, just let me know. I'll explain it in a different way if you want. Fine. So now, before going to doing or reading practice, I would like to teach some words and some introduction about spoken Sanskrit so that we can get used to it. So last class we saw Nadi, right? Sagaraha, Sevakaha, Lata, Janakaha. So Guruhu, you can ignore this for now. I'll write here. So Guruhu, again technically it should be Guru, teacher. Ramah is a name, Rama. And then Hari, again it's a name, Hari. Devah, Devah, God. Narah, man. So Guru, Ramah, Hari, Harihi, I missed the visarga, Devah, Narah. Yeah, I am drawing something. Are you not able to see it? Can you all see my screen? Okay, maybe everybody says that they're able to see my screen. Mary, can you just unmute and say if you're able to see it? You can talk here because it's a bit tough for me to switch.
No, I only see the very top. I'm not seeing anything more than just a little box, and I'm only seeing the...
Okay, I'll stop the sharing and share again in that case.
Okay.
Just give me a minute.
Okay, now I'm seeing your full screen.
Oh, okay. It's because I'm just switching between the presentation onto your FCC app. Maybe because of that it is happening, I guess.
Okay. Now I'm seeing your full screen, yeah.
Yeah, then that's fine. Now it should be more clear. Which slide am I in? So, have you all noted down the words? Guruhu, Ramah, Harihi, Devah, Narah. So, now we will learn some self-introduction and also some words that will help you to say mother, father, and all that. So you can also note that down. So you try to write it on your own. I probably would take the Vyanjana slide and keep it for you. So the first word is Janani. Can you all try to write it down? Janani. It's Janani. Janani. Next one is Pita. Pita is father. Here if it is Hraswa, Dirga, Alpa Prana or Mahaprana, and then write. Janani, Pita. Then you can write Mata again. Mata is also means mother. So Janani, Mata, both represents mother. Mata. Patihi. Patihi is husband. Patihi. Patni, wife. Patni. And then putri is daughter. Putri. Putraha, son. Putraha, meaning son. So Janani or Mata, mother. Pita, father. Patihi, husband. Patni, wife. Putri, daughter. Putraha, son. Have you all written it? Is that done? I did not write this. I was just dictating it because I want you to try out. Is that done? Okay, can someone confirm that you have written it? Or you get some doubt?
I'm almost done, but not ready yet.
That's okay. I mean, you need not send it immediately, as in you can send me after the class.
Okay.
I'll just can write the word in the chat to everybody so that you can try. So for the first one is Janani. Or Mata. Second one was Pita. And then Patihi. Patni. Putri.
I'm not seeing you write again.
I'm just sending it in chat window. I did not write.
I see that. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. So we will do a bit of this practice, word practice, and then reading, and then we'll go to the self-introduction in Sanskrit, how to introduce yourself in Sanskrit. Okay? Yeah. So I hope you can see my screen now. So there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6 rows. So as I call, you try to read the row one by one. This is comparatively easy, I guess. So you can read the entire row one by one. So we will start with Rosario.
Rama. Gari. Nila.
Wonderful.
Guru.
That's nice. That's fine. Okay. Yeah. Thank you. So I, whatever here, the words given, it's all just the stem. So I've just given the base word, not the actual usage word, because when you say Rama, that is just a pratipadikam, as we call it. Ramah, Ramah is the word that we generally use to say, I am Rama, so Aham Ramah, or He is Rama, Saha Ramah. So these are all just base words, so you can keep that in mind. Who is next? Seema, can you do the next row?
Yes. Alu.
No, that's not a.
The first one. I forgot.
A-A-E-E and then?
U-U-I.
Yeah, that is U.
Uluk.
Uluka.
Luka.
Uluka. Luka.
K.
Okay, Uluka is an owl. Yeah. Next one, can you try?
Then Pita.
Yeah, that is Tha, but there is a curve at the end, right?
Pita.
This is pronounced as Thr.
Yes. Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Pitra.
Pitra.
Yeah, Pitra.
And Teya.
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 Yeah, as in Hindi, you will call the end letter as E, which is a pure consonant, but in Sanskritam, only if you put a tail at the end. It's not clear here. I mean, I'm unable to get the control in writing. Or if you do like this, or an anuswara only will make you pronounce like E. Okay?
Okay. So yeah. It's Peya.
Yeah, it's Peya.
Peya. Jai-mi. Me.
Wonderful. Yeah, J, Jai, Mi. All are Hraswa vowel. Jai, Mi, Ni. So jai. Now we will see the meaning of this. That's nice. Yeah, Jai, Mi, Ni. Wonderful. Uluka as an owl. Pitru, father. Peya. Peya is the root word again, as I said. It means to drink. Okay. And Jaimini, the saint, who has given a form of astrology as well. So we call it Jaimini astrology. Or Jaimini form of astrology. And Nila here, this word, it represents a color, which is blue. Rama, Harish, Guru, Guru is a teacher. And these two are Nila. Good job, Seema. That's nice. So, Liliana, can you try the next one? Liliana, are you there?
Pita. Nai.
No, no, one second. Again. What did you say?
Peta.
No, it is actually not pay. This is pay. Here it. It's teya, right? So this is wonderful.
Pota.
Pota.
Naika.
No, that is not naika.
No.
Wonderful.
Nauka.
Wonderful. So pota, nauka.
Hari, harina.
Wonderful. Harina.
Here is Hurina.
This is Ri. Here Harina you read, so the Ri is even here.
Yes. But here is This is Ri, this is Ra.
There is Ra. No, that is Ra followed by
Ra.
Ra. So Pura.
Purana.
Mm-hmm.
Puru.
Correct? Last letter?
Puru. Puru. I know the
correct.
Last letter.
You are correct. You were about to say something that is correct.
Puruba?
No.
Yes.
That is Shakara.
Yes, Purucha.
Yeah, so it is. Sha. Sha, Sha. S-H-A, Sha.
Sha. Puruna.
It is not Sha. It is Sha. Like you say Shiva.
Sha.
Yeah.
Sha.
Can you pronounce it now?
Puruna.
No, no, it is Ra, Purana. You said right? Purana, Purusha.
Yes. Purana, Purusha.
Wonderful. Purana, Purusha. Okay, Purana means very old. So an old hero kind of, you can assume. Harina is a deer. It's a deer, I mean, yeah. So Nauka is a ship from which navy, the word navy came. Pota is also a kind of boat. So Pota is boat and Nauka is a ship. So Pota, Nauka, Harina, Purana, Purusha. That's nice. You pronounced it almost perfect. Really great. Monica, can you try the next one?
Okay. Ja na dita? Ja na dita?
No, that is not na, the second word.
Ga, sorry.
Yeah,
ga.
That's good. That's correct. Ja ga ri. It's not ga either. So for ga, the short vowel is G. The long vowel is a double parallel line. Similarly, for Sh, this Shakara. Sh and Sh differs like that. Okay? So for Purana Purusha, the Sh is not Shiva Shakara. I actually said it wrongly. It is Krishna Shakara. Which is Dantya Shakara. Just realized it. So this is Jagga.
Jagarita.
Yeah, Jagarita. Jagarita, I'm sorry. This is Jagarita, not Jagarita.
Jagarita.
Okay. That is a line after Ja, right? Do you see the line here?
Yes.
So it's Jagarita. Jagarita. So Jagarita means wakefulness.
Means what?
Wakefulness.
Wakefulness.
Yeah, it's wakefulness.
Okay. Then Davanala.
Can you try again?
Davanala.
That is not va, it is va. Va, va, na, la.
Da, va, na, la.
Yeah.
Then, va, ba, ya, na. So, ba, ba, ya, na.
What is the second letter? Can you try again? So, you said jagarita. That letter is here also repeating, the end letter, takara.
Yes. You want me to repeat this one? But the
yes,
third,
yes.
The third one.
Yeah. Can you repeat it once?
Va, va, pa, yana. Va, pa, yana.
Yeah, that is vatayana, meaning window.
Window.
Okay.
And davanala? What the
davanala, I doubt the word. I'll tell you in a while.
Okay.
Okay.
And the last one is ni dha.
Ni dha.
Ni dha ni kha.
Wonderful. Ni dha ni kha.
Da ni kha.
It is Nidhanika.
Nidhanika.
Yeah. So the dha is Mahaprana.
Mm-hmm.
Nidhanika.
Yes.
Nidhanika is a shelf.
Shelf.
Yeah, or a rack. It's Nidhanika.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Mary, would you like to try?
No, I wouldn't. I couldn't possibly do it.
Okay. You just practice the vowels and consonants by next class so that you'll be comfortable in speaking when
yes.
I introduce a book to you. It'll be really interesting if you can, if you're able to read and understand it.
Okay.
Okay? That's
yes.
Okay. For now, I can help you out if you really want to try. Word by word,
no,
or if you want to.
I'm
do it
really
in
confused right now. I'm going to have to go
okay,
back.
Okay, all right. No, no problem. No problem.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. So, did I miss somebody? Okay, we will again start with Rosario now in that case.
Okay. Jala. Kupi?
It's Kupi.
Jala Kupi.
Kupi.
Kupi. Jala
yeah.
Kupi.
It's a water bottle.
Okay. Parimala.
Wonderful. Parimala.
Kusum.
So, Parimala. Okay, you go ahead.
No, you. Parimala.
No, Parimala means perfume.
Oh.
Or kind of fragrance is Parimala.
Okay. Kusuma mala. Mala.
Kusuma mala.
Kusuma mala.
Yeah, kusuma mala. It means wreath of flowers, we call it.
Yes. Okay. Ramara mana.
It's a Rama.
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 Rama. See? Rama.
No, it's not ma. You're saying Rama Ramana.
What is
this
that?
Is ma.
This is ma and the other one?
It's what ma. Is there is a line after ma, right?
Rama. Ramara Mana.
No, one second. It's a Rama Ramana.
Okay. Rama Ramana.
Wonderful. Which means Ramana in general meaning pleasing. Okay? So, one who pleases Rama is goddess Lakshmi. So, this name says one who pleases Lakshmi. Who will please Lakshmi? Her husband, right? Vishnu. So, Rama, Ramana means, here it mentions Hari, but the meaning of that is one who pleases Rama. Okay? Is that clear? Okay. Then, Seema, can you do the last line?
Maha, Masa.
No.
No. Mahanasa.
Wonderful. Maha, Nasa. You go ahead and then I'll tell the meaning of each of those.
Okay. It's Bhojana. Bhojana.
Bhojana. The bhol is aspirated. Yeah, Bhojana. Wonderful.
Bhojana.
Okay. Yeah, you're correct.
Petika.
Yeah, it's not petika, it's petika. Petika.
Petika.
Yeah, petika.
And Singha.
Yeah, Singha. There is an anuswara here over C.
Singha.
Wonderful. So it's Singha. Okay. The meaning corresponding is kitchen, food, box, and a line. So Mahanasa is a kitchen. Bhojana, food. Petika is a box and Sinha is a line. So now, as I said, it is all base words. It should technically be Bhojanam, okay? And Petika is a word, Strilinga word. Now I'll just talk a little bit about the nouns. So the name for nouns in Sanskritam is Shabda, Shabdaha. Shabdaha. So nouns. Based on the gender, the nouns are classified into three types. Which are masculine, feminine, and neuter gender. So there is an ancient text called Amarakosha, from where we understand the nouns have got gender. So that is the lexicons, you can say, Sanskrit lexicon, from where the mention, specific mention of the noun's gender can be found. However, there are some rules that are easy for us to understand if it is a masculine or feminine or neutral gender. You can just hear it for today. Just keep it in mind that there are three types of nouns based on the genders, which are masculine, feminine, and neutral gender. In next class, we will see that in detail, which will help us in spoken as well. So the first type, which is masculine nouns, is known as Pullingaha. Pullingaha is masculine, Strilingaha is feminine, and Napumsakalingaha is a neuter gender, or neuter nouns you can call it. Pullingaha, Strilingaha, and Napumsakalingaha. Don't worry about the spelling or anything of that sort. We will look at these in detail in next class, however. It is just to make you listen to something, some words, without any visual representation. See if you're able to give letters to it. Pullingaha, Strilingaha, Napumsakalingaha. So how do we identify now if it is masculine, feminine, or neuter? Now you see, Rama is here, Hari is here, Guru is here. Now I add Visarga to it. Now this becomes Ramaha, Harihi, Guruhu. Now we have Aha, Ihi, Uhu. So these three are masculine. Aha, Ihi, Uhu. If you see a word that ends in Aha, Ihi, Uhu, they are usually masculine. And you know, the dots is known as Visarga. So if it is aha ending, it is known as akaranta pullinga. Now before the visarga we only had Rama. So if you want to define the Rama as a shabda, so you will say akarantaha pullingaha Rama shabdaha. So Rama is the noun, Ramaha is the form of a noun which we can use it, but the noun actual base form you cannot use it. You cannot use the Rama, but you can use Ramaha. Okay, and now Harihi. So if you have to define the Hari shabda, you should say ikarantaha pullingaha Hari shabdaha. Again, Hari is the base, Harihi is the word that is usable. So with the base you can play around and get a lot of forms that can be used to say in Hari or of Hari, with Hari, by Hari, Hari's book. So all these can be used with the base word Hari. And for Guru, ukarantaha pullingaha Guru shabdaha. Again, Guru is the base and Guruhu is the word that is usable. So masculine noun has three forms. Pullinga has three different nouns. One is akaranta, ikaranta, ukaranta. So akara means the letter A, ikara means the letter E, ukara meaning the letter U, anta meaning end. So if the end is akara, it is akaranta. If the end is ikara, it is ikaranta. If the end is ukara, it is ukaranta or ukaranta. So here it is ukara, guru. Is that clear? Any doubts so far? Even the neela is a masculine here, neelaha. The entire row is. Is that clear? This is pullingaha. So the next is strilingaha, which is feminine gender. So mostly it will be akaranta and ikaranta. Now jalakupi, it's ikaranta. So that is a feminine gender. Petika is also a feminine gender. So ikaranta and akaranta. A, E. So we see a, e, e and u so far. So akara is a masculine, akara is a feminine. Ikara is a masculine, ikara is a feminine, and ukara is a masculine. Okay, so the base word would be the same only, actually, that we will see a little later. For now, just keep it in mind. And now comes the neuter gender, neuter nouns, whichever ends in makara. So if you take bhojana, it has to be bhojanam. Bhojana is just a stem, so which is a neuter form. Bhojanam, patram, phalam. Phalam is a fruit, patram is a paper. Vanam, which means a forest. Griham, a house. So these are all neuter gender. So I'll repeat again. There are three genders in Sanskritam: masculine, feminine and neuter. And the names in Sanskritam is pullingaha, strilingaha, napumsakalingaha. Pullinga means masculine, strilinga the feminine, and napumsakalinga means neuter gender. So masculine are mostly akaranta, ikaranta and ukaranta. Anta means end, akara, kara represents the letter. So a letter, e letter, u letter correspondingly akara, ikara, ukara. and they are all the base form, Rama, Hari, Guru. If you want to use it, then Ramaha, Harihi, Guruhu. So wherever you see Visarga, you should understand, okay, this is a base word with Akara ending. For usability, the Visarga is being added. So wherever you see Visarga, keep it in mind. And next is feminine gender. Feminine is Strilingaha. Ikara and Akara. Or in order, Akara and Ikara. Where Petika, Jalakupi. And the final form, neuter gender, which is ending in am, vanam. The vanam has got in plus am in that. Because na, if you try to divide it, it is in and am. In plus a plus im. So bhojanam, vanam, patram, pushpam. Pushpam means flower. Vanam, forest, griham, house. So these are of neuter gender. Any doubts in this?
I have one doubt. So the long vowels are usually feminine, right?
Yeah, usually feminine. But there are some exceptions.
Okay.
Okay. But yeah,
the
usually.
Short vowels are usually masculine then. With some exceptions.
Yes, you're correct. Yeah, exceptions are always there.
Okay.
But yeah. Any other queries or any doubts? If you do not understand, please ask me.
Excuse me. When we say Rama and Ramaha, what's the difference? Ramaha means it is male.
Rama is just the base. That is a unique feature in Sanskrit where we say in Rama, right? In Rama, of Rama, by Rama.
Yes.
In Rama, they are two words. But in Sanskritam, the preposition is attached to the word itself. Okay? Now, Rama is a base. When I say along with Rama or by Rama, I will not have a separate word anywhere else. I will say Ramena. So to the base Rama, I am adding Ena. That becomes Ramena. So that is the purpose of having a stem as a separate thing and using it. You cannot say Rama did this. You have to say Ramena Kritam Karyam. So the work was done by Rama. So that is the purpose of having base. Stem. You might ask me, why should there be a stem? You simply can say Ramayana as a word and use it directly, right? But with the base Rama, you can generate a huge matrix to say by Rama, of Rama, with Rama, along with Rama, in Rama, Rama's father. So the Rama's father, you will have to put an apostrophe and yes, right? But here it will be a little different, so that is the purpose of stem. Any other doubts? Yeah, you're welcome, Sima. So, that is all about words. Now we will try to introduce ourselves a little bit. So, whenever we introduce, the first thing that we say is to introduce our name. I am Sumitra, right? So, for that, aham means I am. Aham Sumitra. Aham Ramaha, if the person is a male. So, aham is common to both male and female. Aham Sumitra, aham Ramaha, aham Krishnaha, aham Vishnu. Aham Saraswati, aham Lakshmi. So, that is the way you introduce yourself. So, now the immediate question will be, what is your name? Right? Aham Sumitra or Mama Nama. My name is Sumitra. There are two ways of introducing yourself. One is You say, I am so-and-so or my name is so-and-so, right? Aham Sumitra means I am Sumitra and Mama Nama Sumitra means my name. Nama meaning name is Sumitra. Mama Nama Sumitra. So now it's time for all of us to try to introduce yourself in Sanskritam. We will start with Rosario.
Aham Rosario.
Okay, now you can use Mama Nama Rosario. Okay. Because Aham is a Mama very informal
Nama.
Way.
Okay. Mama Nama Rosario.
Okay, Aham. Now you should ask me, right? What is your name? So if I am a male, then you will be asking Bhavataha Nama Kim.
Bhavataha Nama Kim.
Okay, if I am a female, Bhavatyaha.
Bhavatyaha namakim.
Wonderful. So if the person who is standing in front of you is a female, you should be saying bhavatyaha. If the person who is a male, then bhavataha namakim. Kim, the meaning of kim is what. Mm-hmm. So you'll ask what is your name, right? Nama, you know, it means name. So what, the word Kim says what? Is that clear, Rosario?
Yes, thank you.
That's great. Yeah, you're welcome. Seema, can you try introducing yourself and ask a question? What is your name?
Aham Seema.
Use Mama Nama. Aham is a more informal way.
Okay. Mama Nama Seema.
Wonderful. And if the person is male, how would you ask a question? Bhavataha
Nama
Kim.
Kim.
So Nama Kim is a common word. Okay. What is your name? In that Nama Kim. Nama means name. Kim means what. So for now I literally translated name what. Okay. But if the person is male, then you should use Bhavataha. If the person is a female, you should be using Bhavatyaha.
Yes.
Can you try asking for a male and a female now?
Bhavat Nama Kim.
Bhavataha.
Bhavataha Nama Kim.
Very good.
And Bhavatyaha Nama Kim.
Wonderful. So if the person is a female, you should be asking Bhavatyaha Nama Kim. That's great. Yeah. Thank you. Liliana, would you like to try?
Nama Nama Liliana.
Can you do it again?
Mama Nama Liliana.
Wonderful.
Bhavatyaha Nama Kim.
That's great. For male?
Bhavataha Nama Kim.
Wonderful. Bhavataha Nama Kim. Bhavatyaha Nama Kim. That's nice. Is that clear?
Yes. Uh-huh.
That's great. Monica, can you try?
Mama Nama Monica.
Mm-hmm.
And for male, Bhavataha Nama Kim.
Wonderful.
And for female, Bhavatyaha Nama Kim.
That's great. Bhavataha Nama Kim. Bhavatyaha Nama Kim. Nice. Mary, would you like to try?
Mama Nama Marie.
Mm-hmm.
Bhavataha Nama Kim.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. If it is a male, Bhavataha Nama Kim.
Bhavatyaha Nama Kim.
Wonderful. Bhavatyaha Nama Kim. So male and female respectively, you should be using Bhavataha Nama Kim. Bhavatyaha Nama Kim. That's nice, Mary. It's a great job. So I will just repeat once again, because as much as you hear, you'll be really comfortable in using the words or the way that is to be spoken. So to introduce yourself, you should be saying Mama Nama Sumitra. If the person is a male, Mama Nama Ganeshaha, Ramaha, Krishnaha. So there are two ways to introduce yourself. One is Aham, I am Sumitra, and my name is Sumitra. So both are correct. You can use either ways. And then Bhavataha Nama Kim, Bhavatyaha Nama Kim. Now the next question would be, what do you do, right? And I am a teacher or a student or a dancer, whatever. So first you are saying I am so and so and what is your name. Then you will say, you will introduce yourself. I am a teacher. Aham adhyapika asmi. Asmi means doing. As is a dhatu, dhatu, to say, to do. Or you can skip that. Aham adhyapika. I am a teacher. So to ask a female, you should be asking, Bhavan kim karoti? What do you do? If the person is a male, Bhavan kim karoti? Okay. Aham adhyapika. Bhavan kim karoti? I am a teacher. And what is your profession? What do you do? If the person is a female, Bhavati kim karoti? So here you see, right? Bhavan and Bhavati. This is for male and this is for female. Bhavan kim karoti? Bhavati kim karoti?
Excuse me, Sumita, are you writing it in? Because I'm not seeing it.
I'm not writing, I just noted it down. Okay. I am showing the screen, however. Maybe there is a lag, I guess. You just wait for some time and then you'll see some round for two of the words in the screen.
Oh, yes, I see that now. Okay.
Yeah. I keep switching between the app and the presentation. Maybe because of that, I should actually avoid it so that you can see it without any problem.
No, I don't think that's it at all. It's just that I'm not able to read it like everybody else.
Okay, because you might tend to leave the track if I keep switching it, because even I feel it. If somebody switches between two, three different papers, then...
No, I don't think it's you. I think it's just me. Just me.
I know. It's just a lag that is happening to show. The flip takes a bit of lag, I guess. Okay? Yeah, so, aham adhyapika. Bhavan kim karoti? Bhavati kim karoti? So again, the word kim represents what? What do you do? Karoti is to ask a third person who is in front of you or somebody else. So we will now try. Rosario, would you like to start?
Bhavan kim karoti?
No, first say what you do. Aham.
Aham Rosario? No.
No, that is introducing. What do you do? What is your profession?
Okay. Aham Sanskrit student.
Okay. Sanskrit. In that case, you should say Chhatra. Aham Chhatra. I am a student.
Patra. Okay.
Okay.
Aham Patra. Chhatra.
Okay. Okay. Chhatra. Chhatra means Chhatra. Umbrella. So the meaning changes totally. It's like saying I'm an umbrella Chhatra. And what are you? Yeah.
Chhatra.
I might probably say I'm a mug.
Okay. Aham.
Yeah.
Patra.
No. Chhatra. Cha.
Cha. Aham Chhatra. It's okay. Cha.
I'm writing it for you.
Aham
Chhatra.
Chhatra. Okay.
No, Chhatra.
The second line of consonants, right? Chhatra.
Yes, perfect.
Okay. Okay. Aham Sanskrit. Sanskritam Chhatra.
You should say... Aham Sanskrita Chhatra. So if you're a female, you should be saying chatra.
Chatra.
Or else you can say aham sanskritam pathami, which means I'm reading Sanskrit, but that is not a profession technically. So that's why I'm insisting you to say I'm a student, I'm chatra asmi, I'm chatra, aham chatra.
Okay. Okay. Aham psychologist.
Sorry?
How like this? I say I am
aham.
Aham, yes, aham. And which word shall I say?
Chhatra is a student, but what do you do as a profession apart from being a student?
Yes.
For example, I'm a dancer, so I can say aham nartaki.
Okay. Aham painter.
Chitrakari.
Chitrakari. Aham chitrakari.
Yeah. Chitrakari.
Okay.
So technically chitrakara karaha means a painter.
Uh-huh.
So you can say chitrakari.
Chitrakari. Okay.
Yeah. Or an artist, a painter. Chitrakare. All right. That's great. So you want to ask now the person who is standing in front of you. What do you do?
Okay. Bhavatyaha kim?
No. Bhavatyaha is a different usage. It means you were.
I can say
Bhavati kim karoti?
Bhavati kim karoti?
Yeah. Can you try again?
Bhavati kim karoti?
Wonderful. Bhavati kim karoti?
Bhavati kim karoti?
Yeah, that's nice. Okay. So if you want to ask a male,
Bhavan kim karoti?
Wonderful. Bhavan kim karoti? Bhavati kim karoti? Okay.
Okay.
That's nice.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Seema, can you try?
Yes. I forgot the first time. Then we want to introduce ourselves.
Sorry, I couldn't hear your voice properly. Can you come again?
Then we want to introduce ourselves, what we should say.
First, you'll be introducing your name, right? Mama Nama Seema. Bhavataha Namakim or Bhavatyaha Namakim will be, you'll be asking the other person. Then you will say Aham Chatra, which means I'm a student. What do you do as a profession? That you can say. If you say your profession, I'll try to find out the Sanskrit word for that.
Aham researcher.
Sorry?
I am a researcher. Aham.
You are a researcher, is it?
Yes.
Okay. So you should be saying aham shodha asmi. I'm a researcher.
Shodha asmi?
Yeah. Shodha is somebody who does some kind of shodhana, which is like testing, research.
So aham shodha asmi?
Yeah. Or you can say Vaignanika, Vaignaniki, which is a scientist. If you want to specifically say you're a scientist.
Yes.
Vaignaniki.
Aham Vaignaniki.
Niki. Bhavan kim karoti?
Yeah. Bhavan kim karoti?
Wonderful. If it is a female?
Bhavati kim karoti?
Wonderful. So Bhavan kim karoti, bhavati kim karoti. That's nice.
Thank you.
Is that clear? Any doubts in this?
No, thank you.
All right, yeah. Liliana, can you try?
Aham sadaka. Aham sadaka.
What is that? I could not get you.
Like a spiritual seeker.
Oh, okay. All right, spiritual seeker. Mm-hmm. That's great. Okay. Adhyatmika. You can say Adhyatmika.
Adhyatmika.
Yeah.
Aham Adhyatmika.
Mm-hmm.
Bhavati Kim Karoti.
Wonderful. Bhavati Kim Karoti. And if the person is a male?
Bhavan Kim Karoti.
Wonderful. Bhavan Kim Karoti. Bhavati Kim Karoti. Okay. That's nice.
Okay.
I'm just trying to find out a better word for your spiritual seeking thing. Jignyasa is the proper word. Jignyasa. Aham Jignyasa. Okay. Or Adhyatmika.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Mm-hmm. But I'll try to find out more words for that. I've not heard anybody saying that so far. So I'll try all the possibilities then. Yeah. Thank you. Monica, would you like to try?
Okay. Like Liliana, I think I am also a spiritual seeker, but for the sake of vocabulary, I will say aham editor.
Sorry, what is that? You are?
Editor, one who edits.
Okay, editor. Interesting. Okay. Then you can say aham sampadika.
Sampadika?
Sampadika.
Sampadika or sampadika?
Yeah. It is sampadika. Sampadika.
Sampadika.
Yeah.
Sampadika.
So if you want to specifically say you want you are a text editor, as in the computer, you can say Patya Sampadaka. So Patya Sampadika.
Patya Sampadika.
And a few will be a sound editor, right? They will be working in studio. They can say Shabda Sampadika.
Shabda Sampadika.
Yeah.
Okay. And then to ask, what do you do to a male? Vavan Kim Karoti.
Wonderful.
A female, Bhavati Kim Karoti.
Wonderful, excellent. Bhavan Kim Karoti, Bhavati Kim Karoti. That's great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Mary, would you like to try?
Yes. Could I have the name for nurse, please?
Okay. You start saying it, I'll tell you.
Okay, aham.
Okay, so you are a nurse, right?
Yes.
Okay, so you can say aham. Aham. Paricharika. Paricharika.
Paricharika.
Yeah, paricharika is a nurse. Or upacharati is also meaning, but it is a verb. So since it is a profession, you can say paricharika asmi. Aham paricharika.
Aham paricharika.
Yeah.
Okay. And then Bhavati Kim Karoti.
Wonderful.
And Bhavan Kim Karoti.
That's great. Okay. Bhavati Kim Karoti. Bhavan Kim Karoti. That's nice. Yeah. So I guess. Okay. Now. So let us stop here so that we'll practice this as much as possible. So you say, when you want to introduce yourself, you'll be saying Mama Nama Sumitra, Bhavataha Namakim, Bhavatyaha Namakim. And to say a profession, Aham Adhyapika Asmi, Aham Nartaki Asmi, Aham Gayika. Gayika means a singer. Aham Gayika. Or if you want to, I'm a software engineer. Aham Sanganaka Karyalaye karyam karomi, which means I work for a software company. Karyam is a work, okay? So you can introduce that way. And if you want to ask the person, bhavan kim karoti, bhavati kim karoti, okay, bhavan kim karoti, bhavati kim karoti. If you specifically want to say, I'm an engineer, abhiyantri asmi, aham abhiyantri, bhavan kim karoti. If the person is a male and he wants to say, I'm an engineer, aham abhiyanta, abhiyantah, bhavan kim karoti, bhavati kim karoti. So you can probably get a list of professions and send me in WhatsApp. I will tell you how to say that in Sanskrit so that the vocabulary will get improved. All right. Any doubts or can we stop it here?
Could I just ask one question? I would like to know what karoti means.
Karoti means he does or she does.
Oh, okay.
If you want to say I do, you should say karomi. So whatever word ends, if it is a me ending, it means you are doing it. Which means I do it. Aham karomi, bhavati karoti. So I do and you do. Or she do, she does, he does.
Mm-hmm.
Is that clear?
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome. So if you simply want to say I work, you should say aham karyam karomi. If you simply want to say he does a work, saha karyam karoti. So in next class we will be seeing he, she, it and all that, okay? So if there are no more doubts, then we will do the Shanti Mantra. Is that clear or you want to ask any questions? If not, you can text me anytime. Yeah, I'm always available for you guys. So, Liliana, would you like to do the Shanti Mantra? Yeah.
Sarvesham.
You start from Om Sarvesham.
Ah, okay. Om Sarvesham. Swastir Bhavatu. Sarvechan Chantir Bhavatu, Sarvechan Purnam Bhavatu, Sarvechan Mangalam Bhavatu. Om Chanti, Chanti, Chanti.
Dhanyavadaha Sarvesham. Thank you.
Dhanyavad to you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Swagatam.